And that was a Wurzels. If I got a brand new combine harvester, always like to hear that, Dennis. Oh, it is a lovely bit of fun tune, that, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, boys, us now have to turn our attention to a much more serious matter. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, to break to the listeners of Turnip FM, that the poor people of Tiverton and Columpton and surrounding area are under siege. They're besieged by a couple of local hoodlums who've become known as the Posh Gangsters. Now, these terrible boys, they go around gangsterizing and terrorizing the poor people of the community like a teenage hoodies they are. Now, let's got one of our old boys down in the Tivy area, old Denzel, who a lot of you probably remember from previous phone-ins. Let's got Denzel on the phone here to complain about him, because I believe Denzel got roughed up by him last week. So let's get on a line. Denzel, can you hear me, boy?
Okay, good and well, Chester.
Good, good, good. Now, Denzel, tell us, what's been going on, boy?
All these young hoodlums, they've been going out saying they can come and shank us, whatever that is.
Oh, bae, I don't know. I mean, I like a nice bit of lamb shank with rosemary, but I don't think that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I thought it was going to throw a bit of ham at me.
Oh.
Well, I said they got these pit bulls out.
Oh, my God.
They're proper dogs in these days, like a collie or something.
Right.
But those pit bulls did look half vicious.
Oh, blimey now. And I tell you what, Denzel, it's very worrying, isn't it, for a gentleman of your age to be assaulted by these young thugs.
I'm 83, and they chased me all the way down to one stop, they did.
Oh, down at a one stop, boy. That is terrible, Denzel. You must have had a hell of a fright, boy.
Yeah, I did.
Now, I've been speaking to some of the other residents of Tiverton and Columpton, and I think us is going to have to come up with some sort of plan to deal with these people.
Oh, yes, and they kept calling to blood and broth.
I know, as in, they talk funny, don't them? Blood this and broth gat, and them talking about grime. I mean, I wouldn't be proud of having grime, you know. They keep going on about how they got grime and they got swagger and all this here. Tis terrible, bae. Well, I'll tell you what, Denzel, my blood. Thank you for... Oh, see, I'm doing it now. They got me doing it, bye. Well, bruv, I mean, Meddy. Thanks for calling in, Denzel. And also speak to me real soon.
Thank you very much, old chap.
Oh, before you go, Denzel, is there any particular tune you'd like us to play for you?
Yeah.
What would you like, bye? Oh, Blackbird, I love it. I shall put that on for you now, and then I shall play a little bit of Dizzy Rascal. Keep you all dancing in the afternoon. Bye then, Denzel.
Bye.
Oh, God. I think I dropped off for a minute there, mate.
Yeah, only for about a week.
Gosh, freezing. Where is this?
Don't know, mate, but there's loads of snow. I should have put on those stupid tyres, don't I?
It's just white everywhere. Hang on, we was in Egypt, weren't we?
Yeah, no, don't know where we are.
Oh, mate, this is nowhere near Cully. How are we going to get to Cully from here?
I said you should go the long way.
Yeah, I know you said the long way. I thought you meant around the back of Exeter or something, not through Egypt. And it looks like it could be Greenland or something.
Yeah, it looks like Antarctica to me.
I think you're right. There's an igloo over there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a couple of Eskimos?
Yeah, should we stop and see where they're going?
Yeah, see if they know how to get to Cully. Hello, mate, you alright?
Alright.
What are you up to?
Just doing a bit of fishing.
Oh, cool, yeah. Do you know how to get to Cully from here?
No, I can't say I do.
Oh. Wonder if she'd... Excuse me, madam. Eskimo lady. Do you know how to get to Cully?
No.
Ah. Oh. Mate, what are we going to do?
No, keep driving. You two going anywhere?
Nah, just gonna go do some more fishing.
Do you want a lift?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, jump in. Oh, God, look at the clock! How much is that? That's $9,000! I'm paying you $9,000, mate!
Yeah, you are.
What, and an extra $500 for hand luggage?
Yeah, and don't forget, I've been using your credit card for all the fuel as well.
Oh, mate, where do the Eskimos want drop-in? Ask them where they want drop-in.
Yeah, where do you want drop-in?
Just down to the lake, down here.
Right. I'm
going to
have a lake, mate, so I can't get down there these days.
He's like this, I'll warn you. Hi, welcome back to Turnip FM, and that was I got a brand new combine harvester by the Wurzels. Now, we got a young lady on the line here phoning in. Is a very big celebrity. I'm sure a lot of you will know her from her work on television and also from her work in the pop groups that she was singing for there. Now, unfortunately, this young maid, beautiful young maid there is, has gone through a very bad divorce and is now living down in Tivy.
She is, of course, the beautiful Miss Cheryl Cole. So, Cheryl, how you doing, mate?
All right.
Now, I hear you and Ashley Cole split up.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it, mate?
Not really.
No? Are you over him now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, mate. Now, you're down in Tivy now. What you doing? Is you working, doing celebrity work, or...?
I work in the spa shop on the corner.
In the spa shop on the corner? Oh, that's good, isn't it? So, how many days a week are you down there, Cheryl, love?
Most every day.
Pretty much every day. So, if we any of the fans want to pop in and see, they can come down and get an autograph, I presume?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been there. That's great. Now, Cheryl, not only are you the nation's sweetheart and best-loved violent racist thug, you're also a member of a popular group. Was it Girls Aloud you was in, Cheryl?
Yeah.
And are you planning to do any tours with they?
No, probably not.
You jacked all that in now, have you?
Yeah, can't bother.
Yeah, no, I suppose, mate. After a while, 'tis all a bit of a celebrity world. I know it myself from the local radio scene. You know, the amount of times I've been out with a boy from Radio Devon, and at first you think you'd be starstruck, but, you know, but after a few years, they're just like anyone else, mate. Just like anyone else, innit?
Yeah.
But, so, is there anything about the high life you do miss?
No, not really. Apart from... I don't know.
You're quite happy down here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Cheryl, thank you for ringing in, lover. Now, is there any particular record you'd like me to play for you this afternoon?
No.
All right then, Cheryl. Well, I'll play a bit of the Wurzels, and this is dedicated to Cheryl and all the staff down there at the spa shop in Tivy. Dougie, Michael, Carol and Jean. This is I Got a Brand New Combine Harvester by the Wurzels. Take it away, boys. Woohoo! Here we are, Danger fans, here at the Grand Canyon. We got really something for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We got Rebel Ray, the daredevil from Kentucky, and he's going to jump the Grand Canyon on a motorcycle. You heard me right, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to jump that sucker on a motorcycle. So we're going to go over live now. So, Ray, how you feeling, buddy?
Can't be bothered anymore.
What'd you say, Ray?
Can't be bothered. Just want to go whatever far I can go home.
Right, there are 10,000 people in the studio audience at home and people watching all over the world. You gotta jump it, buddy. Oh, come on, man.
Can't be bothered, really.
Right, we got everything set up. We got the microphones, we got the cameras, we got the beautiful girls.
Yeah, I'll go see a man, but I'll follow her, though.
Oh, Ray, you're killing me, buddy. Who's gonna do it if you don't?
You can do it if you want. I just can't be bothered anymore.
I've never had no training, Ray.
Have you got any eggs?
Yes, Ray.
Put them in your pants.
Yes, Ray.
Yeah, just brave and drop a bit.
I'll do my best, Ray.
Alright, have fun. Bye.
Woo! God, where are we now?
Oh no, we just went past Sunset in Orange County. I'll take it, we're in America.
Oh mate, you're joking. I asked you to take us to Cully.
I told you I'm not going there.
For God's sake, you said you'd go near Cully. Orange County is not near Cully. Neither is Antarctica and neither is Egypt.
Yeah, it's just a few thousand or maybe 100 miles away.
And how about the Eskimos? You said you were going to drop them at the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lake down here.
Well, it's not the same, is it?
Yeah.
You must be boiling in that fur coat.
Yeah, I am.
You should take it off.
Look, there's a couple of locals here. Let's ask them where we are. Go on, Eskimo, you ask them.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Where are we?
You're in North Carolina, son.
Sorry about my squeaky friend. You're in North Carolina.
Oh, right. Do you lot know how to get to Cully?
No idea.
I won't ask him, there are a bunch of redneck hillbillies, they don't know where we are.
Is anyone hungry?
No, well, I just had a full English breakfast.
Not you, I'm talking to the Eskimo.
Well, there's no eating in the cab.
Are you hungry, Eskimo?
Yeah. Is there a McDonald's here?
Oh yeah, they serve french fries, occasionally corn dog, and hamburger.
Oh, I'd like a corn dog, please.
Okay, that's $9.99.
We'll go through the drive-thru, I don't trust these lot.
Oh, alright. Sorry lads, we've got to go through the drive-thru. What do you want, Eskimos?
Club. Big, large Big Mac meal with a...
Excuse me, what's a Big Mac?
Well,
Hellhound, that wasn't very successful with the cup of tea lady, was it?
No, but she did make a good cup of tea.
Yes, I suppose she did. Shall we catch the hansom cab back into town?
Yes, I concur.
Yes, two fine shire horses he has, black as night. Driver?
Hello again.
We'd like to go back into town, please, to our lodgings.
Okay, but I need to divulge some information.
Really?
Yes, about the Dave.
He knows something about the Dave's hound.
I know, Russell.
Please, driver, tell us, what is going on in this town?
Well, the information is... It is...
My God, he's been shot!
Oh my God, who could do something like this? Sorry, you okay?
Damn you, Dave! I'd kill you! I'd see you in hell!
Driver, tell us, what was it you wanted to tell us?
Don't worry, he's gone.
He's gone.
No, wait, I need to tell...
He's back! Driver, what is it?
Oh, he's gone. Oh my God, what a tragedy. He knew something about Dave.
He didn't have time to tell us. If only he hadn't died so quickly. He's back!
Tell my wife I...
Oh my God. We've got to get out of here before someone gets us.
He's certainly gone this time.
No, but, I was going dying.
He's gone. He's breathed his last. Well, let's leave him here.
Yes.
The poor chap. He was a brave fellow.
Wait, come back! I know that... I thought you left.
Oh. He's alive again. Quickly! What is it, sir? Tell us!
Screw you, I'm dying. I hate you. Go die. Ugh.
He's gone. Hound, looking at the wound, I'd say it was a high-powered air rifle, the type made by the German, Machiavelli Schmidt.
I think so, too. I can tell by the shape of this bullet. It's more square than bullet shape, I suppose.
That's true. Only Machiavelli Schmidt makes those bullets. That means the assassin had plenty of money behind him. That means he was hired by somebody prominent in the town.
There's only one person that rich to buy something like this in this countryside.
Who do you think it would be?
The mayor.
Why, of course, Hound. You're a genius. Maybe the mayor's at the bottom of all this.
Yes, I know. It's all to do with elementary, my dear Russell. Elementary.
Well, I suppose we'd best leave the poor fellow here. We'll send for the funeral director and give him a proper Christian burial.
Yes. Unless he's Catholic, then we can burn him.
Yes, of course. That's what they deserve, those Catholics. Who's this?
I don't know.
Stop where you are.
What? A tall man, top hat, moustache. I recognise him.
And a tailcoat.
Tailcoat? It's Colonel McGinty, the greatest big game shot in India. Of course,
I'll shoot you.
He's the finest marksman in London.
Why will you shoot us, sir?
I don't know.
Are you working for the Dave?
No.
Oh, no.
Stop where you are, McGinty. Come no further. He's drawing his rifle. McGinty, stop. You don't need to do this. Whatever they're paying you, it's not enough.
We'll pay you triple the amount.
Yes, triple, you hear me?
Okay. Now you die.
No, please, McGinty. Whatever they're paying you, it's not worth it.
No, not at all. We'll pay you triple.
Yes, triple, you hear me?
Now you die.
I think this could be the end, Hound.
I'm sorry, my only one brilliant creation.
Don't worry. It's been a pleasure to live and die by your side.
Yeah. Wish I could say the same, but I can't.
Oh, dear. Look out. This really is it.
What will happen next? A Hound and Russell for the chop. Will Colonel McGinty, the finest big game shot in India, London's most feared marksman, pulsating at the centre of the web of crime woven by the mayor, notch another mark on his rifle butt? Or will they escape? Tune in for the next exciting episode of Basset Hound, Consulting Detective.
Hello, children. Welcome to Bedtime Stories. We have here with us Mr. Cully. He is going to tell us a story. Over to you, Mr. Cully.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you for listening, children all around the world. Good night and sleep tight.
Hello folks, and welcome back to Johnny Kingdom's Year on Exmoor. Now you can probably remember last week, us is up on Exmoor watching a badger setting. It was very fascinating. This week, us is doing something quite different. Us is down in Tithias Street looking at a very different type of wildlife. Teenage girls. Now, there's three maids there. I spy them there outside Primark. I'm going to creep up on them, get me binoculars out and see what I can see. Now let's move closer, see if we can hear what they're saying.
Look, dude.
What?
There's a man staring.
Oh, yeah? Go see what his problem is.
They spotted me, them coming over. Hello, mates!
What?
It's me, Johnny Kingdom, the famous naturalist. Now, I bought you some cigarettes. Have some fags.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Emmy lover.
Oh, they're unwrapping them now. 20 sovereign, they're handing them out to each other. Oh, they've lit them up. Oh, they're enjoying they. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is a lovely sight to see. I wish you could see this. A look of pleasure on their little faces. Now, luckily, I brought a bottle of cider and some vodka for them too. Here you go, mates. Have a cider and vodka.
Cheers.
I don't drink.
I was a good girl.
One of them's drinking it. She's drunk most of the cider. Oh, she's starting in on the vodka now. Oh, dear of her, look. Oh, bottle gone down. Oh, it is a lovely sight to see, ladies and gentlemen. All right, girls. I've got some mobile phones for you, too. Have a new phone each.
Cheers, Em.
Thank you.
Cool. Cheers.
Oh, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this. It is a beautiful sight to see. Now, I'm going to come up a little bit closer and try and ask them some questions. So, where do you maids live?
Can't tell you, mate. That'd be a bit personal.
Ooh.
Dustbin.
Ooh, one of them lives in a dustbin, it seems, ladies and gentlemen. That is a wonderful place for a young maid to live. Now then, maids, I've just got one more question for you. Do you hang around this Primark quite often?
Yeah.
Only when we're shopping, really.
Oh, and is that seasonal, or do you do that all year round?
Depends.
Not allowed in there.
Oh, right on. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you agree this has been a fascinating episode of Johnny Kingdom's Year on Exmoor, and I shall speak to you soon, so stay tuned for more fun here on the radio with the West Enders.
The kids want my AIDS, none of the kids will eat my AIDS.
Alright then, I'm going to interview you now, so I'm going to turn on the tape recorder, so as soon as this goes on, anything you say is being recorded and can be used in evidence in court, alright? Time is now 22:46, suspect was apprehended in Tiverton High Street, drunk, disorderly, violent, resisting arrest,
possession of... Oh, no shooting violent in a minute, chap.
Alright mate, you'll have plenty of time. Possession of a controlled substance... Possession of a weapon. What have you got to say for yourself?
Nothing. I have a right to remain silent.
What's your name?
Bob.
Bob? It says here on your passport, Tom Cruise.
I rubbed that.
Are you Tom Cruise, a movie star?
I don't know.
Oh, look, mate, you're so drunk, you don't even know who you are anymore. Look, Tom... Tom! Right, I'm going to turn the tape off. Look, mate, this is just sad, yeah? I remember watching you in Top Gun when I was a kid. You were an inspiration to me. You can't have your bike back, Tom.
I go faster than I did on that aeroplane.
Tom, you don't go faster on a bike than you did in the aeroplane. You went through the window of Tesco's in the middle of town, Tom.
I thought I was flying.
Tom, you can't behave like this, mate. You were a big Tom Hollywood star. Oh, Tom! You're sick all over the evidence now. Oh, look, mate, you need help.
I don't need no help, I'm just fine. Just give me my car key so I can go home.
Tom, you are not going to drive yourself home, mate.
You said I was going to drive, I was going to sleep in the boot.
Oh, Tom, look, this is very hard for me, yeah? I'm not saying this to you as a policeman, I'm saying it to you as another human being. Tom, you've got to get help.
I am not getting help.
Tom, calm down. Tom? Right, I think we're going to need backup. Sarge! Sarge!
Liam Luxon.
Sam Twyman.
My name's Don Mutton.
Tom Fleming.
Jack Wackles-Bard.
Lennox North. Lake Jake.
Stuart Hasquith.
Amy George.
Charlotte O'Brien.
Dylan Banner.
Garrett Williams.
Tony, Good Butcher.
A Bullfrog Water production in association with the Ivy Project.